Good. All right, today is Thursday, January 27th, 2022. I'm calling to order the meeting of the zoning administrator of the city of Escondido. My name is Adam Feinstein. I'm the interim director of community development, and I'll be serving as the zoning administrator today. We have one item on the agenda. It's item B1, and that is a request for a small wireless communication facility in the public right of way, adjacent to a property located at 2060 Weatherman Avenue. So I will turn it over if our associate planner Darren Park, if you can give a quick rundown of what the project is, that'd be appreciated.
It's a project request by AT&T is to install a small wireless facility in the public right of the proposed facility includes the removal of an existing 27-foot tall concrete street light pole and the construction of the new street light pole, same size. That pole will install at the very top one canister type antenna and radio mounting equipment on the side of the pole. The purpose of this facility, this small wireless facility, is to provide voice and data coverage for AT&T in areas where there's, you know, currently a need for additional service and coverage.
Okay, great. Thank you. So this item was continued from a previous hearing. At the previous hearing, there was a resident who lived in the vicinity that was concerned about some of the effects of the RF from the facility. The city is not permitted to consider RF emissions for in reviewing and approving wireless communication facilities to the extent that they do comply with FCC regulations for maximum permitted exposure. There were questions at the prior meeting regarding that issue, and the applicant was not in attendance in order to explain the issue there to us. There is a technical study, and based on the information shown in it, city staff did not feel comfortable making statements to the language or to the information provided. So we continued this item from that previous meeting in order to allow the applicant an opportunity to be able to explain that. At this point, I will ask if anyone in the in attendance here is interested in speaking to the item. I see only one individual here. If you can introduce yourself, let me know who you are and who you're here representing, your neighbor or the applicant.
Sure. My name is Jim Kennedy. I am the applicant representing, co-applicant with my associate Daniel Cota, who filed the application. We are with Black & Veatch, which is agent for AT&T Wireless, and filing this minor conditional use permit application for this project as has been described. Just add that AT&T is needing to add more robustness to its network. There is always an increase in data demands, and this helps to offload macro sites in the area. It also allows us to avoid trying to locate macro sites in more sensitive residential areas, more socially sensitive areas such as that. So we're adding capacity to our site, increased speeds, and the ability for people to access for personal business and also emergency communications. And as you stated, yes, the RF aspect is regulated by the FCC to the extent that we comply with these. Interestingly, even macro sites are usually, once you're out in the environment, hundreds of times below thresholds, and those can operate at hundreds of watts. These sites operate at 10 watts or less, and so you're probably thousands of times below the, any threshold. And that's an answer that I would give to anybody that might ask about that. I want to thank staff for their time on this, and we've read the staff report, and we agree with what's in it and its recommendations. Thank you.
Great. So, seeing no one else in the audience, I'll close the public testimony portion of the meeting here. And based on the information presented, serving as the zoning administrator for the city of Escondido, I hereby approve the project case number PL21-0306, which is the small wireless facility along with other AM. That concludes our proceedings today, and we will close the here, close the meeting here at 11:07 AM. I should note that the meeting was open at 11:02 or 11:03, 11:02 this morning. Great, thank you.
I guess I chose the right one.
Usually they're fairly benign.